This is Robert with Illini.com. Illini, not Illini, Illini. I'm going to do a little, breakdown of tape. I was at the game Saturday night, and I, yesterday, watched the game at home to get some idea of maybe some things I missed while I'm sitting in the stands. Here's five things I noticed on the tape. One, you know, a really good game, and you probably knew this because you watched it at home, was Whitney Merciless. He was really impressive. I didn't know it was him that caused the fumble on, I guess it was after the muffed punt, SIU took over inside the 20, and we forced a fumble, you know, over pursued. It was the opposite side of field from where he was, stayed at it, punched the ball out. I think he had two tackles for loss, so really impressive. I'm probably ready to pencil him in as the starter after Clay Nurse leaves next year. I thought it might be a battle between him and Justin Staples. Staples might be doing more bandit side work, and Merciless is probably our rush end for the next 2 years after Nurse leaves. So that's good. With only two or three, you know, right now we're starting three seniors on defense with Bellamy starting. We'll possibly only start two if Hawthorne comes back and takes Bellamy's spot. So for next year's defense, as we build on this, I like the idea that we know who our rush end is going to be. Another guy who had a great game is Ian Thomas. This probably goes without saying, he's been really impressive. Pursuit, hits hard, sheds blocks. He really, again, during the game, it's hard to see who's making cuts through the line and such. But his pursuit was really impressive on tape. The offensive line probably wasn't, I don't know, I'll say it wasn't as bad as it felt like at the game, but still against a smaller program like that, when Jason Ford is in there in the second half, you know, early fourth quarter, yeah, we had a long drive, but some of Ford's runs are 1 yard here and 2 yards there. There was one play, I think it was the opening play of maybe that 90-yard drive. LeSure was caught for a 2 yard loss. Graham Posick just got beat, just came off the ball, his guy cut under him, got an arm under, 2 yard loss for LeSure. That can't happen at Ohio State, or at home against Ohio State, at Penn State, at Michigan State. If we miss that block, it's a 4 yard loss, and there's a blitz coming next down, and we just can't afford that. So we're gonna have to improve there. So all eyes are on Joe Gilbert at practice this week to see if he can get the offensive line to play together a little better. I think I sent a tweet about this, but I wanted to say something again. I really like the timeout at the end of the third quarter to force them to kick the field goal into the wind, and or if they make the field goal, which they didn't, they would have to kick off into the wind, and their first kickoff into the wind, that direction was really short. So, I know a lot of people like to dog on Zook and a lot of the game management things in the Iowa game in 2007 and the decision to, you know, give him another try on third down and timeouts at the end of the half last year and such. I'm not sure if Zook did that or if they all read the 19-point plan and there's an eye in the sky now saying, hey, call a timeout here, make them kick this into the wind. But that was smart game management. I noticed, and this is my fifth point, on the tape, Zook taking tons of notes. I don't know if that's new. Maybe he's always done that. I mean, he's always had paper in his hand. Every time they showed him on the sideline, he was like drawing a line across and making a new note and this and that. I don't know. Maybe somebody tell me if he's just always done this and I've just never noticed. But it seems to be he was pacing less and he was making notes and managing more. Has he put more time toward that in the off season? I don't know, but it was very interesting that our timeouts and our game management has improved, and our coach is seemingly approaching the game day decisions differently. So it'll be something interesting to watch as we go forward here with the next few games. NIU up next, and I'll have a lot on that coming up the rest of this week. So thanks for listening, Go Illini.